Fox News, in particular, Megyn Kelly has been interviewing the unit mates of Bo Bergdahl, and they've been coming forward saying lots of different things. To put it in a nutshell, they're not happy with the Obama administration, with the military, and especially not happy with Bo Bergdahl. The 1-for-5 exchange is going to be debated for a long time. As we talked with Diane Diamond the other night, I'm sure there is a media outlet, in particular we're hearing Barbara Walters, that's trying to get that first interview with Bergdahl. Is this all about dollars and cents for him, or is this all about the big picture? About exchanging a U.S. citizen, who some say this is great that they got him home, for 5 dangerous Taliban who will be back on the battlefield planning to kill Americans, planning to kill those from North America who don't believe what their ideology is. I don't know. It's a big picture, but I'm hoping for sure that the media isn't going to do what the media will do. It's just a shame that this individual will be able to make a buck for other people dying. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.